perseverance. In July 2018, I was invited to a meeting by my religious superior in Brazil. He presented a request that the superior of New Jersey had made. He was asking for someone from my congregation to collaborate with them in the mission. He told me, "You could be the best representative to go to the United States because you are multilingual. You know English already." Immediately, in the following month, they asked me to prepare my documents for the visa. When the process was completed, I left for the U.S. I arrived in New York 2 years and 10 months ago. Even though I had studied English before, I couldn't speak clearly or understand well when people spoke to me. I had a serious problem with the pronunciation of words. As a priest, I didn't feel comfortable because when people came to me to confess and talk, I couldn't understand them. I realized that many people avoided me because of that. I was so determined to learn more English. I started to study English using YouTube. When I found a good program, I would save it on my computer to learn more about it and use it to improve my English. Additionally, I took an English class with the CESL at Fordham University. I studied English every day. I realized that despite the effort I made, I did not reach my goal 100% because I was responsible for the Spanish ministry in the parish where I lived. That meant I worked with Spanish-speaking people every day. I couldn't concentrate my mind fully on English. So it was difficult for me to speak and think in English as I should do. Nevertheless, I cannot deny my success. As time went by, my exposure to English widened, and I have been able to practice more. Now, I celebrate Mass every day and receive confessions in English. As a matter of fact, when I go out, I feel more comfortable because I can understand people better. Immigrating to another country is always challenging. It's a restart in your life. You need to be patient when you are an immigrant in a new country. You are supposed to have the capacity and determination to overcome the difficulties. Mostly, the biggest obstacle is the language. But don't give up. Perseverance is the key to success.